Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Nick of Lake Mills, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Nick of Lake Mills?
Good morning, Matt. I'm happy to hear that they're looking into it. That's fantastic. If I could take it a step further, in any states where these fake electors were involved in legislation to take away voting rights, they should get an injunction on those. And those laws should not be able to pass. There should be like frozen or an injunction or a moratorium. And if they're not taken out of office, these people should not be allowed to vote on anything to do with elections at all. So their vote should just be taken out of the picture and completely and not be allowed to vote on anything to do with elections as part of this broader conspiracy. As it all ties into this conspiracy to work for Donald Trump and to steal the election, the laws they're passing now are also part of that same, whatever they call the Packers sweep. So I'd like to see the Patriots sweep from the Democrats, and I'd like them to clean house on this issue. And I'll take your comments off the air, Matt. Great show. Happy days.
Yeah, thanks, Nick. Yeah, no, I think you nailed it. Here's the deal. In Scott Fitzgerald's case in particular, here's a guy who reserves a room for the fake electors, and then he gets to vote on January 6th whether to certify Biden. He's already reserved a room for fake electors. How do you think he's going to vote? You think he has a conflict of interest? He did not vote in the interests of Wisconsin. He voted in the interests of Donald Trump. He is a Trump slave, is what he is. The next point, I think, is a good one, and you got to point out, what is the Green Bay sweep, it was called, the Packers sweep? What do they mean by that? You know, the Packers, you know, despite this last loss and everything, is the iconic football team of the United States. I mean, we won the first two Super Bowls, Vince Lombardi, the Packers in the 60s. The iconic, they're the kind of the Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrigs of football. You know, and they're iconic. And they're still iconic. We had Brett Favre, we had Aaron Rodgers, some great players. So the Green Bay sweep, Packers sweep. It was a coordinated effort to do a coup through seemingly legal means. Remember something. There are only six states that they have to tamper with. They don't have to tamper with the other 44. California is going Democratic. Alabama is going Republican. Waste of time to screw around there. But Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia. And even you leave out Georgia, leave out Arizona. Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, it. If you can get corrupt gerrymandered legislatures there to say that the electors were Trump's and then get the congressional delegations, which were also gerrymandered majority in those states, to accept that, you have used gerrymander, leveraged it, and bootstrapped up into controlling the presidency of the United States. And remember, you can steal more votes and more money with a briefcase than a gun. That's right out of The Godfather. That quote was, you can steal more money with a briefcase than a gun. All you have to have is slippery lawyers slip in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, really just those three states, because our aggregate electoral votes are enough to tip the presidency, and have them use sly tactics, seemingly legal tactics. Cite the 1876 dispute between Rutherford Hayes and Sam Tilden. Nobody's heard of him. I get it. I've heard of him. And this is not 1876. And the Civil War didn't just conclude 9 years or 10 years ago. And Abraham Lincoln, God bless him, was not assassinated just 11 years. That's what happened in 1876. Look, what's happening right now, this is all part of it. What Nick is saying about these laws that are being passed is part of the Green Bay sweep, the Packers sweep, as they say. Part of the sweep. In other words, first of all, you try to get the Georgia Secretary of State threatened with criminal prosecution if he won't forge 11,580 votes. Okay, he doesn't do that. Then Trump calls Ducey in Arizona, the governor, and threatens him if he doesn't say that Trump won. And Ducey stood tall, actually. He's a Republican, but he wouldn't take Trump's calls anymore Now Trump, of course, is campaigning against him. He did this in Michigan. He called the chairman, Michon Madoc, co-chairman, and sent him a template. And here's what it is. Come up with fake electors, and Michon Madoc wouldn't do it. Pardon me. Pennsylvania, same thing. Now, in Pennsylvania, they have a Democratic governor, a Democratic attorney general, but a gerrymandered Republican legislature. In Michigan, they have a Democratic governor, a Democratic attorney general, and they have a gerrymandered Republican legislature. Same in Wisconsin, Democratic governor, Democratic attorney general, and then they have a gerrymandered, illegitimate Republican legislature. Can you imagine if those three states also had Republican governors and Republican attorneys general? They would have certified Trump. They would have certified Trump. Voss and Rebecca Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn, would have certified Trump. She said she would have certified Trump. That's what would have happened. Then it would have gone to the House of Representatives because it was clearly fraudulent. And people like Fitzgerald and the Republicans, because remember, I'll say it again, it's not majority of congressmen that decide. It's the majority of states. There are 50 states, and more than half of them have Republican majorities in their gerrymandered congressional delegations. The reason we have an overall majority is because California has over 50 congressmen, and so does, and New York has, what, 40? And I mean, the point is that in the big states, that's what gives us the margin. But they would have installed Trump, and then it would have gone to the U.S. Supreme Court. There are six Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court. All they had to do was say 1876, Rutherford Hayes, Sam Tilden. You'd have Trump for four more years. And unless you start an armed rebellion, that's what would have happened, quote, legally, end quote. That broke down largely because Republicans stood tall. Brad Raffensperger stood tall in Georgia. Ducey, Doug Ducey in Arizona stood tall. In this state, you had the Supreme Court. It went to the Supreme Court in our state. Brian Hagedorn stood tall. He's a Republican. And 4-3, the Supreme Court refused to certify Donald Trump, said that Biden was the guy. If Hagedorn had changed his mind, if Ducey had changed his mind, and if Raffensperger had changed his mind, and a handful of local commissioners in Pennsylvania and Michigan, you'd have Donald Trump as president right now. Because that didn't work, part of the Green Bay sweep, is now to put into law laws, pass them in these corrupt gerrymandered legislatures that makes it very hard to vote in Democratic areas. And in places like Texas and Florida, make it a criminal offense. They're going to have election police go around acting on, quote, tips, end quote, from the governor and dragging people out of line, scaring the hell out of people. Gableman, at your expense, is going around the state to scare clerks. Voss put him up to it because Trump insulted Voss. This is going on right now. This is very serious. And they're going to try to accomplish the Green Bay sweep in the next election, certainly 2022, but the big kahuna is 2024, by in effect criminalizing voting. In Texas, there are people in jail right now for having voted. One of them because he voted like a month before his parole expired. He'd been on parole for a long time. He was misled by a poll worker. In prison for 5 years. This is going on, and it's not Russia, and it's not in China. It is in the United States. Going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.